From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. On Sunday, the U.S. national soccer team plays its final home game in the qualifying tournament for next summer's World Cup finals. The U.S. plays Jamaica in Foxborough, Massachusetts, trying to salvage a spot in the finals after three consecutive losses. This is also the first appearance of a U.S. team on the international sports stage since the events of September 11th. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us now from the studios of WBUR in Boston. Stefan, how big a game is this?
Oh, it's a big game. The U.S. needs to win this and to win or tie its next game, in all likelihood to qualify for the World Cup finals. And the way it works is three out of six teams in the region, North America, Central America, and the Caribbean, make it. Costa Rica's already in. Mexico and Honduras also have a shot. The U.S. started out great in this round of qualifying. They won four games and tied one in the first five. It looked like they were a lock. Then they lost three in a row. As you said, the most recent was a 3-2 loss to Honduras in Washington, D.C., which was especially embarrassing because the key in World Cup qualifying is you have to win your home games, and that's why Sunday's game is so important.
So what if they don't qualify, though, Stefan? I mean, this team has gone to three tournaments in a row where they have not made a big impression on the world field. They were dead last in the last one. Is there any reason to believe that they can pull it out?
There is. The U.S. team has actually gotten much better since 1998 when they did embarrass themselves, finishing last of the 32 teams in France. Right now, they're ranked 16th in the world, which is among the best ever for the U.S. team. Much better club. A lot more players are in Europe playing for teams there and contributing. The Major League Soccer, the U.S. Soccer League, has produced a new influx of serious talent. And they've got a new coach, Bruce Arena, who's a much better leader than previous heads of the U.S. team. Now, the United States Soccer Federation set a goal of winning the World Cup by 2010, which is three tournaments from now. And it's important because the rest of the world plays this game. It's embarrassing that the U.S., on some level, has never embraced soccer. The World Cup is the epitome of success in the world's most important sport. You got to be there.
Stefan, the United States rallied around its women's soccer team, but there has never been the same kind of relationship with the men's team. It seems to me that this country doesn't really rally around it.
No, it hasn't to date. There is a very loyal fan base. It's small, but it's growing. They call themselves Sam's Army. They dress up in red, white, and blue at games. And I talked to a couple of fans this week, and they do have plans for this game because of what happened on September 11th. They're going to unfurl a 30 by 60 foot American flag during the national anthem, which one member of Sam's Army bought on eBay for $800 earlier this year. He raised money for that with contributions from other fans. Also, fans up here in Boston are making a giant banner that says "You'll Never Walk Alone," which is a popular soccer fan song, and the date of the attack, 9/11/01. And I think most poignantly, at the 9-minute, 11-second mark of the first half of the game on Sunday, Sam's Army is going to lead the singing of "God Bless America." As one member of Sam's Army told me this week, he said, "For a lot of us, we can't sift through the rubble or contribute millions of dollars like some of these rock stars. All we can do is go to these games and sing our hearts out for our country."
Stefan, let's change gears for just one more question about baseball, because this also looks like a very big weekend in baseball.
It's a great weekend in baseball. Barry Bonds is going for his 71st home run of the season. Of course, he tied Mark McGwire's record last night. Ricky Henderson broke Ty Cobb's record for the most runs scored in a career last night, and he'll be getting some ovations this weekend. And most interestingly, it's Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn's final weekend as Major League players, two of the greats of our generation who will be automatic inductees into the Hall of Fame in 5 years. Fans are going to enjoy bidding them goodbye.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Linda.
Stefan Fatsis writes about sports for the Wall Street Journal and joins us on Fridays to discuss sports and the business of sports.